Hi guys, my name is Stephanie Coca. Keep listening to the Dada Boy Show.
Bada boom, bada bang. Okay, we have to wait extra 5 hours.
Live.
For the Olori.
I told you 5 p.m. up 30.
Steph.
No, yeah, okay, I'm late.
So Stephanie.
Yes, he's.
So they call you Mrs. Stephanie Coca. Ade, what's the last name?
Aderenokun.
Yeah. Yay! I'm so guys, glad. I got my twin in the house. What up, twin?
Twinning, hi.
How are you?
Good.
Finally, happy for you to be here.
Yeah, I know.
You understand? We've been tracking Steph for a minute now. I swear, we track him like oil. We're tracking Steph like we're tracking good governance in Nigeria.
Oh, shots shit. Fired. Okay.
But yeah, man, how you been, baby?
I'm good. Yeah, good. You know, motherhood.
Yeah. Beautiful transition.
Motherhoodlum mm-hmm. that I am.
But our baby girl is glowing, though.
Ah, yes. Well, she's sucking my blood and energy and sleep.
But you do have a lot of energy.
Yeah. So now it's starting to balance out, you know. Mother Nature has come to play its role and I actually get tired.
She said, I actually get tired. Yeah. Baby girl, when you're working, you never get tired, though.
No.
But now you get tired.
Yeah, you know. Somebody has come and sucked half of your energy. When is that when they're coming out? They zap something from you and they're like, yes.
But are you loving it, though?
Yeah, I do love it. It's made me a bit more like, responsible, obviously, and I'm less careless, and I have somebody, you know. So I just, you know, when women used to say, oh, I can't believe she's mine, I used to be like, yeah, duh, like, who else is the baby belong to, why is it uncomfortable? But it's actually true. Like, I actually can't believe, oh my gosh, you, so you're a part of me, so this is like part of me, like, this is crazy. So it's just, yeah, it's, she really helps me be a better person.
Aww. So crazy.
Yeah, because you know, sometimes we can be very ungrateful in life. You know, when something happens to you and we think, oh my gosh, woe is me, this happened, I'm so upset. But when I look at her, she just makes me happy and I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful to have you, you know? This is so amazing. Someone that just loves you.
Someone that just loves you.
Just loves you for you.
Like, I know, right?
She doesn't know any better yet, that's why. So for now, she's in love.
What we're going to do is we're going to let her know. She's not going to know anything. Like, we'll keep on so straight. You understand? We'll keep on straight. So but how you been, though?
Yeah, good. You know, just trying to get back into the swing of things, postpartum thing and post-COVID. Well, COVID is still going on. It's just been really crazy. I mean, if I'm honest, you know, I've just been just up and down. You know, after you have a child and you're in the industry, everybody tries to, like, put you in a box. It's like, people, you know, for the first 5 months that I was back, even though, you know, COVID started, okay, fine. But people would be like, oh, I didn't know you were in the country. Oh, I didn't know you were around. Oh, I thought you were still having a baby. I'm like, dude, I posted it online, yeah? You know, yeah. I've had this child. This child is no longer in my womb. I am not in another country. Like, stop with the, oh, I didn't know you were back. Like, I remember I had to get onto people. Like, yo, I'm here. Or, like, I I'm available. They'd be like, oh, I think you're still breastfeeding or you're busy. So, like, once you have a child, people try to, like, write you off for a year or two.
So, it's a real thing.
I'm like, no, honey, I'm here. Like, I have help. And I have my mother. Like, I'm very much available.
I'm trying to walk.
Between these hours. Like, don't try it. Because they always try and do that. And that's, I think that's one of the things that stopped women from wanting to go down that, you know, okay, I'm going to get married now. Yeah. Especially career women that are in the entertainment industry. Or I'm going to get married now, then I'm going to have a child. They kind of like put it off because they're worried about their career. And I'm just like, no, why should we have to worry? Because men don't have to worry. My husband is going to his office every morning as if, you know, nothing else happened. So I understand, yeah, you know, I'm creating that bond with her. But at the same time, there are ways around it. You can work from home.
Yes, ma'am.
You can create content from home.
There you go.
So why should I be now sidelined and said, oh,
she says sidelined,
so, you know, that's it, because I'd be like, oh no, she's breastfeeding.
How do you say why would you say sidelined?
Yeah, because they just literally, I've heard brands say, oh no, we can't work with you now, you know, yeah, just you just had a baby and it's not alcoholic, so I don't understand the correlation. I'm like, no problem.
Why did they do that? What is that? I'm like, I don't know, was the baby supposed to like hinder you from doing your job?
Yeah,
or something?
I don't
like
know
that?
And also, even marriage, they'll be like, oh no, you know, you're married. Okay, yeah. Married people don't work. Okay.
Okay, so wait, it's like the baby takes away your powers or takes away your talent and stuff like that.
Like, I they should please come and explain to us. But I know women in the industry that have that have had children, that have children, and you know,
they're still rocking.
Yeah,
it.
They're still they have to have, you know, yes, fair enough. You have to have that period where you're looking after your child and mm-hmm. well. But what I'm saying is, there's no reason why you should now be like not an option because you have a child. If okay. you're not available, that's different, you know. But I think automatically we have this notion that women that have babies, oh, they're just, you know, just, oh, they're just gonna be too much wahala on set or something
because so, they have to come yeah. with their babies and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to always go with the baby. That's the thing. You could, and you could make, you know, preparations for that. But I don't know, abroad, you know, they do these things.
Yeah. So what's your baby schedule like?
My baby
when you're working.
When I'm oh okay when so, you're working. Okay, so I wake up, I give her a bath, then her food.
Did you do all, did you do the Momsi had to show you though, the oh, pressing, man. The hot water, the dodo. Here, how much
yeah, she buy, yeah, we fought about
spice. That because, we should be fight. You have to do it for honestly, the baby girl.
Yeah, you know that
I hope you did it.
No, they went
then to visit. Please, I hope you press her cheeks because yeah, you don't have.
I do. Look.
Does Egbon have, you know? I hope you did it.
He's,
I hope you should buy.
What, see, let me tell you what we thought about was the hot iron and then the herbs that are inside the cloth.
The cloth, like, yes, you have to press it because yeah, you want your baby to be an alti or any.
No, and also I think it helps with their gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So first I was like, no, we're not. So you want to? I don't understand. You want to put? I actually, what's wrong with you? Did I say I was put iron on that?
No.
As in, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this.
They did it. They did it.
Yeah,
to you too.
Yeah. Everybody says that nothing happened to you, so I'm sure it'll be fine. And then you know. The one that really got to me was when they had to, they throw the baby in the air. You know, I literally was arguing with my auntie. I was like, no, she was carrying her. And I was like, no, you guys can't do that. I don't want it. Please. And she was like, yeah, we need to pull her limbs. I was like, well, sorry, what's all this? No.
Yeah.
You know, what
they
do
is like they turn her upside down.
As I was talking to her, you know, she just turned her upside down.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even know what to do. I was in shock. She just turned her upside down. She said, yeah. I said, What are you doing? She said, yes, I'm listening now. You said that we can't do what? Rubbish. Eh? What is it? What have they not done that you're saying we cannot do?
I said, so, yeah.
That was a trip.
But
yeah, it's all good now. You know, we're good. It's going to have another baby.
Imagine you, Stephanie Coca. Somebody's mom.
Somebody's mother.
Somebody's yeah. mom.
All in all, it's been good.
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, how careless are you now? With things. Your phone. With with your property. Assistant, on a scale of 1 to 10. How many times does she forget her phone? 7. She's trying to save her job.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, wait, 7 is supposed to be... Oh, the lower you get, like
the higher, the more...
Oh, the higher, the better.
No, the higher, the worse. No, oh. Oh, man. So stop that.
Do you want to change that? To what?
4. 4's like average. So are we, so the baby took 6 away. Because Steph, what I know is 10 over 10. We're out here. I've been holding this woman's shoes for probably like 8 years now. I still held it outside. Like just, it just fell on its own. And it's part of my responsibility.
Every 5 minutes, I'm like, where's my phone?
Yeah. Do you miss TV?
Yeah, I do. I do miss TV.
What about TV?
I love connecting with the audience, you know, through the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I love meeting people because, you know, with MTV, you're able to, you know, meet different people.
A lot of people.
And also with The Voice, yeah, meeting people from different walks of life that mm-hmm. wanted to become musicians and stars and just hearing their stories. I think I really miss interacting with the average mm-hmm. Joe mm-hmm. that just is aspiring to achieve something. And also, yeah, I just miss the lights and the cameras. Although I do create my own content.
Yeah.
But I do miss television. I love Definitely. TV. Can't you see?
What was your TV spark? What did you see when you were younger and like, all right, cool. Was it somebody in EastEnders?
Yeah.
Someone from top,
EastEnders.
From Top of the Pops.
Top of the Pops. Yo, CD UK. yeah, I think.
I want to Jack. You don't show you how much.
I hate you. No, you know what? It was Trevor Nelson. Trevor Nelson.
Look right there.
Trevor Nelson, yes.
Top to the top.
Do you know what? The day I met him at the airport, I was there. No, Trevor Nelson on MTV Base.
MTV and MTV based. Yeah. The Lick Chart.
The Lick Chart, yeah. And Cat Daily on CD.
Cat Daily, my guy.
And who else? Wait, who else? Oh, June Sarpong.
Okay.
Yeah. She was black. And Makita Oliver. Yeah, there are a lot of them.
So that was the spark. Was it? So yeah, was it like an instant thing? Like, you're like, okay, this P, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really... Like, I just always loved... Because I love talking. Mm-hmm. If you can't tell. Yep.
Can you guys tell?
I always used to harass, like, my teachers. I'd be like, oh, what job can I do that I can talk? And they're like, a lot of jobs. I'm like, yeah, which one? I also want to be famous. Yeah, I don't mind. Like, that's cool.
Famous first.
No, I was like, oh, I want to talk. They're like, you could be a journalist. You could be a TV host. I said, oh, yeah, I like that one. The television one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, stuck with that. And then... I studied media and communications at university and then, you know, Brunel. And then I just started doing it. And those are the, you know, the days of YouTube just
coming up and stuff like that. Yeah.
Now I feel old. Yeah.
YouTube, and you had a thing going on for you before you even came back.
Yeah. Before I moved to Nigeria, I auditioned for Newsround, which is a show on the BBC.
Okay.
And even though I didn't get, well, not actually, they did, they said they were moving to another location, actually, the whole office. So they stopped the screenings. But I actually did a screen test. And that was a big deal because I was a black girl. And I got through to that stage. And that gave me so much confidence. Because I said, if the BBC are looking for me,
Who are you?
I actually definitely have something. So yeah, I started pursuing it. I did a competition at MTV. But this has nothing to do with me getting my gig on MTV Base. But I did a competition at MTV.
Nobody knows this story, by
the way. Yeah, I actually stood in Times Square and like did this video. And I was like, I want to be a presenter because... And then I won because I got the highest vote.
Yeah.
And I got to spend a day with Laura Whitmore.
Laura Whitmore, yeah.
Yeah.
From the UK.
From the UK, yeah. And yeah, I was just like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then when I first got to Nigeria, I didn't have a job. I had a job acting, but that lasted like a month because they didn't film anymore for a while. That's the sole purpose of me moving here. And because I kind of had a boyfriend.
You moved to Nigeria because of a man?
No, no, no.
You moved to Nigeria.
A guy friend.
No. You moved to Nigeria because of a man?
No.
And it's not who you marry now? No. So you moved to Nigeria because of a man and you saw a man?
So, no, yeah. That's not why.
What do you mean?
No. Okay, let me tell you.
Yes.
First of all, it was like two things were here.
Yeah.
a prospective job and a friend.
Okay.
Yeah, a friend that I met on holiday.
From coming back when you were at when I was on
holiday. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And at that time, all the friends I had in the UK, we just had this falling out. So I didn't have any friends apart from one friend in the UK, Nicole. So I didn't have any friends. I felt like I didn't have anyone. Oh, and then I broke up with my boyfriend then in the UK. Okay. So I was like, okay, I just have my parents here. They can come to Nigeria anytime. And my brother, it's fine. Let me explore. And then I had this like really good friend here. That was a guy. It's not a boyfriend. It was a guy. And he stopped looking at me like,
because I like the way you said really good friend.
He's a good...
It's okay. It's cool. Yeah,
I didn't move here for a man. Before you tag this show, I moved here for a man. So
totally, she totally.
Mr. Adereunfo will just come knocking at the office door.
But look on the bright side, you moved to Nigeria for a man, and you got yourself a nice.
I got
an
upgrade.
Hey,
can I upgrade?
Oh, wah wah wah!
And then I got a job on Cool FM. And
yes.
Then after I left there, I got
wahala.
We just
you were a problem on Cool FM.
What do you mean? What? How?
How many minutes did you work for Cool FM?
No. It wasn't like that.
How many minutes?
This story has never been told.
How it's many like, minutes like did you work for Cool FM?
No, like 5 months, 6 months. That wasn't me though.
It wasn't you.
Listen, I can tell tales. You know that year. Oh God, we are at Nigerian.
She said.
Thank God.
Oh my God.
Industry night was still popping.
There you go.
Wiz and Davido. Well, Davido was just started and he just dropped
Damiduro. Back when?
No, back when.
Nero C.
Yeah, he came on. It was actually the first person I interviewed on Cool FM by myself.
Yeah.
He came on. He came with Asa Borum. Yeah. And anyways.
And you went out and you went to hang out with the
enemy.
Oh
my God, how do you know this story? You know, Linda Ekaige actually emailed me.
that.
And was like, yo, yeah, so I heard how you got treated, you know, da, 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 da. And we want to run the story. And I was like, no. I thought about it because I was like, yes. But I was like, no, because I don't want this to tarnish anything. You know, I don't want any other company to think that, you know, okay, she goes around staying with the enemy. Yeah. By the way, I did not know they were the enemy. I just needed to sit down. My heels were hurting. Yeah. And you know something?
No, like, I don't actually mean that, like, the real enemy. No, it wasn't even just, like, the enemy. You get me? East Coast, West Coast, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Until someone snitched. You know, and they were just waiting for my downfall in that place. Because they were like, who is this girl?
You can say the name.
No. They came and they took a picture. Can you imagine? Like,
they took a picture of you hanging out with the enemy.
I was like, yo. And then the next morning, wahala. Then I just saw people were smiling, you know. I just like, hey, what happened?
Oh my God, Cool FM.
Yeah, but
I love Cool FM. Kemi works there. So shout out to Cool FM.
I
love Cool
them too. I've been back there after because I had a show on there with Bailey's.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so we're all good, but
that's true. So you did Cool FM for 5 months?
Yeah. Then I auditioned for MTV in Ikoyi on the rooftop of their office. And I didn't hear back from them for a while. And then I started work and I auditioned for
Tinsel. Who was there? Was it Abiyose?
Yeah, Osaha and Abiyose.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, when I say a while, it was a couple of weeks. And then I auditioned for Tinsel. I actually, listen, guys, if there's anybody that remembers me from the Tinsel audition, first of all, I went to the audition in Ikeja, like, so open audition.
Yeah.
Like, I sat in the tent and everything. Like, you know those kind of things.
Yeah.
And you know how everybody's just sweating or whatever. And I didn't know anybody. And then, like, I auditioned. It was so rubbish. Then they told me to go outside and do it again.
Damn.
And I was like, okay. Then they just kept calling me back. Like, okay, yeah, we know you have something in you. Like, show us. Like,
do you think it's the accent?
No. I actually
was the acting really good? Don't lie.
It was good.
Okay.
It was not the best. I mean, it's not that hard to play that role that I was playing, to be honest. The role I wanted, Osaz got it.
Okay.
The role that I was auditioning for, Osaz ended up getting.
Yeah.
But I auditioned again for a different role and I got it.
So you like the only one that was on, maybe not the only one, but only one of the few ones that went on Tinsel and they have the Tinsel P.
What's that?
The Tinsel arrow.
What's that?
Whenever you get casted on Tinsel, you get married.
Oh, what, to somebody on the
You get
the,
married. Oh, you yeah. get like, hey guys, we need to audition for Tinsel. It might be happening there. It's been happening there.
They're hooking people up.
All right, cool. So it's
two couples now.
You did Tinsel.
Three, yo, you're right. Yo.
Yeah, three.
Yeah,
bros.
Yeah, I managed not to fall in love with anybody.
Oh. Don't worry. It's plenty. It's more than three, but...
Oh, okay.
Anyways, yeah. So you did Tinsel, right?
Yes.
What season was that?
I did it for like 3 years.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But at this time, you had spent how many years in Nige?
No, just a couple, like 6 months, 5 months, 6 months.
6 months. That's before the audition.
I think like before I got the role, it took about 3 months.
Okay.
I kept going back for auditions.
Okay.
And... you know,
was Lagos driving you crazy though?
Yeah, and
before even MTV, was Lagos driving you crazy?
Yeah, because you know, I don't know how to put it, but they were like, I was very new to this world, you know. So
she said this world of
you know, when you enter an office, you know, and there's just a guy there. I don't know, like they just start speaking some feeling, you know, like, you know, yeah, I know you can get this role, but you know, you just. And you know, but thank God I had like a godfather, my cousin.
No way.
Yeah, they were, you know, just, I'd just be like, I was such a novice. Cause I don't actually understand.
Wait, they're asking you for some ass.
Oh my God. And then like, I just be real confused.
They're asking you for some ass.
And I'd be like, I'm just going to go now. Yeah.
No.
So it's just a bit weird. So ever since then, you know, that's why I have like a soft spot for like young women.
Coming up.
Not, yeah, because. Yeah, because not everybody has someone. But I had like I had bodyguards.
Yeah.
When I moved here,
have you forgotten that you moved here for a man friend?
Whatever. Anyway, yeah. But like, I had like, no, like even people that wanted to mess with me, yeah, they couldn't really mess with me because I had like, hey, God, like mafia.
She said,
I was
God.
Good. Like, but not every woman, you know. Has that, and it's unfortunate because these mafia were not women. Well, men protected me. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, you're not doing that. You're not going to that person.
They asked you for some ass.
The way he's even saying this ass, you think there's big ass? Please, guys, don't go on my Instagram and I start looking for some ass.
Don't like, stop
looking at a picture of big ass. I don't have to. But they're asking for an indecent proposal. Yeah. I mean, this is how it is, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's still like that. Oh, you wouldn't know. I mean, you don't have an ass. You have an ass, but you don't have that ass.
Oh, shit.
But yeah. That's how it was.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I can't imagine. Oh,
and then, man, continue.
Then you what?
No, I'm not giving you any more romance.
You can say, then you
one
what?
One romance per episode.
She said one romance.
No more romance stories. Yes.
I love it. So, MTV. Mm-hmm. You got on MTV like 3 months before me?
Yeah, a couple months before they did. Yes, before they did the VJ search. A
couple months.
Yeah.
Yes. Which you were happy that they did.
Yes.
At that time.
Yes, we can split the workload. I was doing Tinsel on Ebony Life then.
Yeah.
So you can... I was a bit of a TV whore, but I was on loads of platforms. Trust me. Actual TV platforms.
She said actual TV platforms. Yeah. You're hustling.
Don't get it twisted.
You're hustling now. Yeah. Everybody knew.
I hustle.
Stephanie Coco, I don't come to play. No. Where's the Oluri name come from? You know how they go now.
Ooh. Yeah, it really worked.
Then you did MTV, which I think was a great run.
Yeah.
Definitely a great run.
It was so much fun, you know. And I learned a lot there. That's where I learned everything, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I came into our life.
Save the day. And I worked a lot with Basket Mouth on a Big Friday show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that was in the, and okay, so this is something we never spoke about.
Wow.
But in the beginning when I joined MTV,
a certain
people try to pitch us against each other.
Yeah.
Did you ever?
Yeah.
It's not as if it wasn't a direct thing. It's not as if they told you or told me.
I think they were being smart, actually, if I think about it. Because it was almost like, I think they were trying to, they did that so that they could get more work out of everyone. Because it's almost like, oh, if you're not going to do it, oh, well, she'll do it. Oh, she'll always do it. She'll always do it. Well, he'll do it. So you'd want to do it because you don't want to seem like the one that doesn't do anything.
Well,
I don't know. See, go on, say it.
You said go on, say it. Well, it was like, how do I say this? The pitching up against each other is like, even though we're in the same team, sometimes when I hear conversations, it's like, we're doing it like against each other. I'm like, why is it like that? Why are they making it seem like that? Like,
it's work politics.
It's work politics. Yeah. It probably works so well. Because everything we did was on steroids.
Yeah, it was on steroids.
Everything we did.
One thing I always thank MTV for was, you know, sending me to LA.
Yeah. That initiated so many things, even for me.
Yeah.
One thing I always thank MTV too is sending me to Amsterdam.
Yeah. Oh no, now. No. Yeah. I liked Amsterdam, but I'm sure you enjoyed Amsterdam.
Well, LA
a little
too.
Too much.
LA too as well. LA. I used to hate when she used to travel and I didn't travel. And she used used to hate when I travel.
No.
And she didn't travel.
Let me tell you, you used to hate when the certain radio people used to travel.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, so we got to say this, right? When the mamas or when they do these awards.
Please, are you just, don't go and get letter tomorrow.
Well, I don't care. I'm just going to say this. This is probably going to be shown on MTV as well. Yeah. So when the mamas, they have no choice. Look at this. This is MTV royalty right here. What are you saying?
Royalty, yeah.
There you go. So when they do like all these awards, you don't know.
They always
send like OAPs from here. So they peek from different radio stations and something. I used to run crazy in the beginning. I'm like, why are they not sending the VJs? I was like, why not us? But I get it now.
Why?
Because they need storytellers. So when they go, they can go back on their radio shows.
Oh, yeah, and do what they do.
So that's why now they carry like bloggers as well.
Yeah. No, it definitely makes sense. Well. Yeah. But I think that where the issue was that it was almost like you, and it's not almost like you were prioritizing these people over your team members, the people that actually ride for you and work for you on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So you saw them as almost like, okay, these people are more important. And you know, it's like see finish. So it's like, oh, okay, you know, we see people every day now. So they don't really know your worth.
Yeah.
Until
and you probably even have more numbers than the people they carry.
I mean, I don't know, but you know,
don't do that.
So, I mean, you know, but you know, I'm sure.
Did you say I'm sure? But yeah, it definitely comes with an experience, and it was like you made it so easy. The work you made it very easy for me. Like when I work with some of the other people now, even so many amazing people. Yeah. Like, it's easy when you learn from each other.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And yeah, it's like, it makes it very easy. It's like, okay, you tell me this, I tell you this, then we can bounce off each other. So
yeah,
even if we don't read the scripts,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I know what you're about to say. And yeah, you know what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Steph is one of the reasons why I'm bad with scripts as well, because she gonna say at that time never used to read any kind of script.
Yeah,
she'll say, well, just tell me what we're talking about. Tell me.
Yeah, because they just write a whole load. And the thing about presenting is, yeah, definitely you need a script, but I feel like scripts are guidelines. Mm-hmm. Once you have a script, I feel like in your head, you are just regurgitating what is on the script.
Yep.
So if I know what's on the script, mm-hmm, I can read the script, but I'm mm-hmm going to tell it the way I want to tell it, because that's why you chose me, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm presenting.
Yeah.
I'm not here regurgitating the producer's words. That's why I used to tell him, yeah, pinpoint all the highlights of the words, the important things you want me to say.
Yeah.
But thank goodness for MTV, because I learned to cram. You know, we didn't have a teleprompter there. Yes. So you know, they always just give me script last minute, because, you know, I said, don't worry, one thing, she'll do it.
They gave you scripts.
Yeah, Julia used to give me script notes.
Julia.
Yeah. So like, I
shout out to Julia.
Yeah. So by the time I'd gotten onto The Voice, I would be, it's almost like I'd be repeating, I know my script.
Yes.
And you know, it's live. So it's like, yeah, you have to be one take.
Yeah, I think that's one thing MTV actually put me on my toes when it comes to script, because half of the time when they give you the script before the show, it's either you read it, you know what is going on.
Yeah.
I know they cram at all, but the way MTV will make you read the script, you totally understand. So when I went out to other places, either to audition or to do some other kind of presenting or do some other shows, I'd be like, mm-hmm, this, it's like this.
Yeah.
It just falls out of the tongue like this, and they tell you. So shout out to MTV as well. You know what I mean? But there's a certain skill. I think I coined mine when you said reading the script, using it as a guidelines, but putting it back in your own way.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own kind of skill.
Yes.
In doing that. Do you have a specific type?
Yeah, I think my skill is actually being able to read the script.
Okay.
Like say what's on the script without seeing the script. And freestyle. I think I'm a good ad lib. I'm good at ad libbing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Without waffling most of the time. But yeah, I'm good at ad libbing. My strength.
We've had a few waffling days.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think that's my thing. And also because I'm very upbeat and energetic and spontaneous.
Yeah.
And effervescent, that's my favorite word.
Effervescent.
Yeah. I think that really helps me.
When you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
I love it. Then you left us. You left me. Told me through a text message.
Did I text you?
Yes, you text me. Oh, and I think we spoke. Then I found out on the internet.
It's like a bad breakup. So they don't even know you're breaking up.
It's like, I'm like, wait, come on now. Like, at least give us the house. You can take the kids. You know, thinking, you know, when you left, it was like, I was calling for a little conversation.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
To make sure you didn't leave.
I was, where I won't go.
You know, I wouldn't have actually left.
Mm.
But I think what happened was there was new management.
Yeah.
And
you didn't get the understanding.
No.
Oh, those.
I feel like there was just a lack of respect for talent at that point.
Mm-hmm. With
that new management. So, I like Viacom is family to me. And I also, you know, I left.
Yeah, what do you think?
But I just feel like that's what I wouldn't have left had it not been for your new team member. Honestly, because it's like you know. Carson, I wouldn't have left, but you know, because I respect myself and I believe that I paid my dues.
Do you feel like you were going up, like you were going up with things in life, marriage and stuff like that?
Yeah, but I don't think I still would have left had I been given the right
content. Because you're capable of creating content,
you know,
regardless.
And I was being told to be doing nah.
Yeah,
and then it's funny because when I now started saying, okay, I'm leaving, someone started saying, oh, we'll give you your own, you know. Did I said, no, it's okay,
it's cool. Yeah, I stopped doing some things too a couple of years ago, so I'm sure you noticed.
Yeah, so it's funny how like one person can come into a whole organization and just like
throw
things off.
It's an amazing organization.
No, I love with hella exposure. I would still work with Viacom.
Yeah, for sure.
That person's not there anymore now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I would work with them. Like, I mean, their brands, like, yeah. Yeah, no, we're family.
Place the phone call.
Yeah,
place the phone call. Them, like you're gonna. Nickelodeon is in the mix now because there's a baby.
Yeah, you see.
Yes.
Children star.
Luke is going to Nickfest.
Nickfest. Oh yeah.
From Rhythm Unplugged to Nickfest.
I've always wanted to go to Nickfest and get slimed. So please. Oh, but you know it's COVID. So,
yeah.
But I don't know. I want to get slimed.
We didn't do Nickfest last year, so definitely. Hopefully they'll do. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Then you left that. What happened after that? You went to The Voice. Mm. Did you travel before The Voice?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you traveled before. You went away for a minute.
Oh, well, I was in LA.
Yes. Okay. You went to go on Fresh.
Yeah.
You went to go on Fresh. Oh, lifestyle.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, you really remember, yeah.
Yes.
Got signed to an agency, but yeah.
You understand. You did your thing. Mm. How was that?
Good. I, you know, COVID once again. So annoying. But yeah.
Did that increase your game?
Yeah. You know. But yeah, because I've met with almost every network in LA, all the production companies, but I need a work permit. Shh. So that's why.
Okay.
Yeah. So once I
even
that
though,
out,
even though you have your red passport,
you're not allowed to work in the US without work permit.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know they see me for a year now. Jackma.
Jackma.
Too late, Jack. Yeah, go. Sorry, enemy.
Where did that come from?
Sorry. Back to being bougie.
Oh, Lori. Like I said, so going to LA, that definitely put you on your game, even in a higher level.
Yeah.
Then you came back.
Yeah.
Had a boom, boom, pow.
What's the boom, boom, pow? I went to acting school, and I went to did a presenter course there as well.
Yeah,
and then I came back, and then I got pregnant.
Yeah, she said I got pregnant as well.
Got pregnant, yeah.
You got pregnant as well.
Yeah.
The whole world knows that you were having sex.
Well,
Before the pregnancy, you can't tell. What do you mean that's not how you got pregnant? How did you get abracadabra in the cosplay? What do you mean?
My God, Ahiz, where have you been?
What do you mean?
I have a 6-part series on YouTube on how I got pregnant.
Okay, yeah, I know, but...
But I was doing that as well.
6 parts. I watched it. Mumsy and everything. Because I even messaged that. When is my parts going to show?
It's true.
I'm in the 6 parts, but guess what? They put me in 7 that will never come out. So when are we getting a season 2?
Yeah, I'm working on some new content. You know what I'm working on now is my dating show. You know, I do dating.
Yes, you started during lockdown, right?
Yeah, but actually, I actually shot this in 2013 or 12. Yeah. I shot a season.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't like the production, so I never aired it. And a Big Brother star from the last season was actually one of the contestants.
You can say the name.
I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Just say the name. No. He or she is famous now. I'm sure.
I don't want any Big Brother dragging. I don't have time for that. So
just say the name. No, goddamn.
No.
What do you mean you don't like Big Brother dragging? There are millions of people dying around the world. Shit about Big Brother
dragging.
They say Big Brother dragging.
I like male
or female. Give me a clue and I'll try and guess.
No.
But are people hooking up
love
or just hooking up to fuck?
No, they're actually hooking up, but then they're realizing maybe they're
people.
Not.
Demon time, Lori kidding.
Some of them have dated and then they realize, you know.
But do you still have a relationship that's lasting?
As of now, no.
Not a great Cupid, are you? Hey! Not the greatest Cupid in the world!
Hello. I can't control people now. Sometimes people just be like, and you know, there are a lot of Yoruba demons and stuff, so I can't control them.
Oh my God. So, how does it work?
Okay, so I have a guy or girl who's looking for love, and then he or she comes on the IG live.
Mm-hmm. And you talk to them.
Yeah, I talk to them, get to know them, and then with my people, and then people that are interested, like the opposite sex, now.
Message.
They call in, so I chat with them like, oh yeah, they're like, oh, I like so and so.
Oh wow.
Can you hook us up? Then so then there's 3 that she gets to pick from, and then
so the women can pick 3 from 3 guys.
No, 1 from 3 guys. So there's a top 3, then they pick who they want to go.
What if the guy picks 1 from 2-3 girls?
Yeah. Then okay. But the audience obviously is like talking, like t- typing.
Yeah, helping comments. Them. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just brutal, man. This the comment just section brutal. Is nuts.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
And my mum comes in like in the background making saying stuff as well. So now I'm gonna bring it on tomorrow because people really find her funny. Yeah,
it?
Because she you know the,
yeah, mom's is hilarious.
No, well, there was one episode and she was like, this guy is married, Joe, and the guy's actually married.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like and he's he said, oh yeah, I'm actually married, mommy. And then we were like, so sorry, why what are you calling here? And he said, hey, you know, I just you know, I just want to see if there's someone better, then maybe I'll leave my wife.
Holy shit.
Very confused.
Holy shit.
He was calling him from America. I don't know. See what I mean? I can't control these demons. So, but it's been fun. So I'm going on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine the kind of things Fridays. You see. But now you ain't got no couple, so.
I mean, I'm
Cupid.
I'm working on it. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
I love it. You're getting better. Yeah. I love it. So now just creating content, taking care of the baby, being a beautiful wife, making so much money, driving last year's Jeep.
Yeah.
2020. I wanted to make it look like the Jeep is a small car. That's why I said last year's Jeep. That shit is so fucking gorgeous.
Thank you.
Can I drive it?
Where? To where?
I don't know. Just drive it.
To where? To my house.
To your house.
Okay. Well.
Well.
I guess.
Maybe one day when we are going out.
How about that? How about when we're going somewhere?
Turn up. Uh-huh. Hey.
Oh, you can always use it.
But you know, it used to be the sneezes in the club, hey? When you have like 2 gulps of champagne. Not a lot.
No, no.
Not a lot with the brain. A little bit light with the head.
Yeah, lightheaded. Yeah.
She said lightheaded.
We had some fun times.
I'm telling you. And you know, when you're younger, you're probably like Ote.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking like some of the pictures from back. I'm
yeah.
Steph was Ote, you know.
Yeah.
Cause
now these Ote kids don't even respect you. They'll be like, what? Oh, sorry. Like,
they don't respect
what's
you.
That? No, we don't wear labels. We wear what we wear.
Don't do that.
I'm just like, please, okay. they're like, yeah, this doesn't look good. I'm like, oh, we don't understand fashion. But yeah, yeah, because, you know, you guys just wear, you know. They just.
You reached out. You were Fendi.
But no, but I love
you're offending them with Fendi.
Yeah. It's not me, that's copy. Hey, please, I'm still looking for the
but movie. Back in the day, you were definitely so Ote. I was looking at pictures like, wow, she was Ote with it. Hey,
I love the Ote vibe though. Yeah, they're killing it.
Are you gonna sing someday?
Sing?
Yeah.
No.
Never.
I mean, I could. You know, anything is possible in Nigeria. That's
don't
one
single.
Thing. But no, I don't think so. I mean, I could sing. Someone, Banky said I had a good voice, you know. Banks said my voice was all right. So, I'll never forget that. So, if you just said I had a good voice. Yeah. Wait, what's the hum for? Why you hum? I said, he said I had a good voice for singing, yes.
Is he part of the judges of The Voice?
No. Where's my friend now? You guys, why are you shaking your head? Oh my God. No, because let me tell you why. You guys,
let me tell you why.
Because I was supposed to be on a musical, the first Nigerian musical, right?
Yeah.
But the requirement was you're supposed to be able to sing
and
a
dance.
Bit. Yeah, and dance. So we were actually myself, Eva, and then I think there was a rapper that was on it.
Eva Lodia, the rapper.
Eva on it? Yeah, Eva was on that musical. Eva. Yeah, and a rapper. I'm not gonna mention his name. And then.
Is it tall?
Shut up. Then what's it called?
Okay. Ding dong.
So Banky was. I asked Banky that. Oh, can you help me like my voice? Like, just tell me. Can I sing a little bit?
Yeah.
Is there somewhere I can go? Because obviously you know he sings. Duh. So I sang to him. Yeah. He was like, yeah, your voice is all right.
Yeah.
Do you want me to sing?
Yo guys, what's good? My name is Timini Egusin, aka Watch Timini.
What up, yo? They call me DJ Spinner.
This is a boy, Fino, the playmaker.
This is World.
Oh, I forgot my name.
You're listening to Dada Boy Show. Crazy guy, don't touch it.
That's why I said he said that I have a good voice. Like,
do I want you?
Not
to
a
sing?
Good voice, but he said that you can work on it.
Yeah.
You people are just instigating crap. Can't put me while out, please. I'm just going to beg you.
You have money to push your music if you sing.
Wait, hold on, let me sing. What song?
You're a singer, you're a rapper.
Sing. Wait, I'm trying to think of the song. What song?
Sing a song.
Sing a song. Give me a song.
What song? Nigerian song or American or British?
I can't remember any song now.
Right now, when you want to sing, you don't remember any song. Hey, I sing. No.
Sing a song. A song. Like.
Sing it now.
Melody. Oh, wait. No. I feel under pressure. You guys are looking at me. Wait.
Coming.
No. That's not singing. Okay. No, wait.
And she got the hands on the headphones like Craig David.
Hold up. Wait, I'm going to sing, yeah.
Where to my place?
It's only going to make sense in the middle of the singing. Okay. The beginning is, okay.
Okay.
All right.
She like...
Because I'm dangerously in love with you. No, fuck, I messed it up. Hold up. Y'all need to stop laughing. Because I'm dangerously in love with you.
Hey.
You set me free. I can't do this. God, I'm tired. I've been talking all day. That's why. Duh. You guys are mad annoying.
I will buy your album.
You will not buy my album.
Me? Bros,
because I guess no. Hold on, when I asked
grandma,
this was like four years ago that I asked it. 5 years ago.
Oh, because you sing so 5 years
ago.
So
I think my voice then was better.
Yeah.
You know I've had a child.
Yeah.
So and I've gotten married.
So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna blame everything
on the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it was all right then.
Oh, baby, you killed me, man. Oh my god. I know how to sing, but only in the bathroom.
You don't. No.
I'm a bathroom singer. I have like seven Grammys in the bathroom. Don't worry, trust me.
Who gave them to you? The toilet. Anyways.
There's a whole academy in there. Feel me.
Hater.
So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna advise each other not to sing, right?
Okay.
Not to ever release records.
Okay.
So
I can rap. Wait, but Cuppy is singing now. What? Yeah, she's singing. I like people like Cuppy. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, say Jollof on the jet.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Hey, that's the kind of singing that me, I like. Hey.
Yeah.
Hold on. Jollof on the jet.
Oh, yeah, pass the Jollof.
Jollof on the jet.
Where the Jollof?
I want the Jollof. Jollof on the jet. See, it's even like, oh, is it just to add auto-tune? That's the kind of singing I need to pursue. I want the Jollof. Oh, yes. Jollof on the
wait,
jet.
Wait, so sing like, attention, Tiwa Savage. If you know, give me quality.
Oh, wait. Huh.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
If you know, give... No, I can't... Wait. If you know, give me quality attention. Attention. You can get it from somebody.
First, to sing, we got to know the words.
I think
if you ain't know the words, you ain't gonna sing soon, right?
No, I think I prefer Jollof on the jet. Pass the Jollof. Jollof on the jet. Yes. I can't do a song now.
Oh,
please call Techno. Call Bella Shmurda.
You want a song with Bella
Shmurda?
Yes,
I want a song with Bella Shmurda. That's what I want.
You need CC.
Yeah, is that not money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, please call Bella Shmurda. In fact, that's what I want this year.
Okay.
I want a song with Bella Shmurda. Because he's the soldier.
What's your stage name now? Your song name?
Coca. Coca Money.
Coca Money?
Coca Money.
Coca Money.
No, no Coke Money.
Coca Money.
Coca.
Coca Money.
Oh, Akoka. Akoka. That sounds like Akoka. No. Okay. Hold on. Let me think. The money. Oh, Miss.
Miss. Coca.
No. Miss.
Co.
Misdemeanor. Think of a name for me. Aramide, think now. What's your job?
Don't kill Aramide with questions.
I'm actually, please, can I get a song Bella Shmurda?
You know, song, what are you going to say on the song?
Yeah.
Eh?
Because I'm bougie and I'm bad.
Eh?
I wear Bella.
Eh?
I wear hard. I wear bad.
Eh?
And don't open your eyes at me. hold on. I used to rap though. I'm not joking. When I was younger. Yes.
All right, cool. Bus with
TLC days.
No.
I can't freestyle right now.
Bus Force.
Okay. If I do this, yeah. Can I get a song with Bella Shmurda?
Yes. I'll make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
My name is Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Yo. I'm from the ends of Hackney. Yo.
Mm-hmm.
You can't mess with me. Tell me no. I will come through your door like, whoa.
Eh?
Hey.
Whoa.
I want a jam with Bella Shmurda.
Yeah?
Who's gonna tell me nah?
Eh?
Hey, it's me. You are gonna get murder on the track. Watch me now. I'm here on the Dada Boy show. You are gonna know that I Amber Air. Hey. All the best. All the best. Then I'm better than the rest. Can I switch up, please? Oh. I'm a Georgie. Yeah. Presenting food. Yeah. And that's all you need to know. Yeah. Come to me. You will get killed.
Yeah. You that guys, actually you, makes sense.
Do not hate on me. Aye. I'm getting my track. In fact, this is my mission this year. Free Bella Schmurda from Stephanie. Hashtag free Bella Schmurda from Stephanie. I want a song with Bella Schmurda. Okay, can you make a song about me?
Why do you want him to make a song about you?
I like him.
What do you mean?
Because like... I like his music. Cash. Eh? Cash, you know how mad Cash App is?
I know, I
sing
know.
Sing it, please. Sing
Shoni
it.
CC.
No, sing
Lodan.
It.
Lodan. Cash App.
Hey, Lodan. Cash App. Play it now.
I'm not playing
no,
it.
No, please.
I'm not playing it.
This is why I like Bella Schmurda.
You know who's watching you now?
Go down.
Your kids, your girls from your school. They're like, see our director.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, that's my new hashtag, free Bella Schmurda from Stephanie.
Oh my God. Steph, you've killed me.
I like Bella
Schmurda. I swear, you totally killed me. Can we talk about your thing now?
What thing?
The school thing that you do for presenters now. Oh
yeah,
shout
out. Okay, yeah. Yes. So guys, I am... training presenters.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a class on the 29th. It's from the 29th to the 31st of January.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a budding presenter, you should jump on this course.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Why did you have to do this?
Because, you know, I always... This is the third one. Remember you came for one?
Yeah, I came for... Was it the first one?
Yeah, first one, yeah. So,
they were so excited to see me. I was happy. Yeah.
All the girls are like, hey, is that a boy? He's on leave. So, yeah. I always get messages about, you know, girls wanting and guys wanting to present and asking me for tips and stuff. So I was like, okay, you know, I have time to teach and knowledge is power. And
yes, ma'am.
It's free for me.
And the turnout has been good so far.
So good, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and there's so many talented people in Nigeria in all different fields. But I feel like there's not much structure.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in England, I went for courses, but there's not really that much available here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, something I can do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they really love it. And they find their strengths from these classes. Like they find out what they're good at and where they need to brush up. And if presenting is really for them, because it's not for everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
Some people just want to be famous.
Yeah. And they think that that's the easiest way.
Yeah. Oh, so rude. I mean, how insulted are
they
we?
Think
like,
it's the easiest way to get famous. Yes. And they think it's like the one with the less work.
Media personality. I really hate that name. But anyway, yeah, it's like, yeah, TV personality. Yeah. No.
You like media personality? You don't
no,
like
I'm
media personality?
I'm a TV host. I'm a TV host or I'm a TV presenter. What do you need TV personality? Did I go on a show and become famous? No. What's that? So, yeah, I get TV personality. But, yeah, it's not the easiest route. Mm-hmm. And there's no such thing as an easy route. Every job has, you know. So I just want them to respect the
And
class.
For babes, it's different.
Why?
TV presenters, because you got to do with a whole lot of...
Yeah, you have to do fashion. Know,
there you go. Makeup, on the road.
Yeah, on the road in your heels.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff
Your
like
hair got to be laid.
Your hair got to be laid. Girls come with a per diem that's higher.
Yeah.
Because like, no, my makeup...
Yeah.
Oh, my hair, yeah.
Yeah.
But we know, but a lot of us here actually really, I think I would say, really helped the people now in the sense that we requested for these things. Like when we started, a lot of people weren't getting what they were owed. Like, okay, I need a makeup artist on set. I know people are doing their own makeup.
I'm coming from home.
Unless you were at a really top organization. A lot of people were doing their own makeup, styling themselves.
Yeah.
But a lot of us kicked back. We were like, no, I need a stylist. So, no, I need a makeup artist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not about to do my makeup myself. And that's how, you know, all this makeup...
people go into the game.
Yeah,
like.
And got really, you know... Like, I remember the days now with Anita. Anita Browse. We'll always be... On set.
Always. Yes. Steady.
So.
Yeah. I never had a budget though.
No, you didn't. Yeah. You just had to
continue. If I wasn't shooting with the babes, maybe sometimes it's handy makeup, but if I wasn't shooting with the
didn't
girls.
Didn't he give you money for your conditioner for your hair?
Which money, which conditioner?
Condition your hair. Make sure your dreads are moisturized.
For the guys, Jaman, don't worry. You'll be fine. You take care of yourself. But the ladies, they had to go extra strip. At the same time, when you're doing your makeup, you got to be learning your lines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got to be on your own. Like, you got to be staying with your stuff. So yeah, so shout out to you. Your girl's coming out all the time. I've been there, so I definitely know. People should highlight you if they need skills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She could teach you where because she's bad like that.
Ew.
You understand? So yeah, man. And wait, half an hour. Tell bros, the house, like I have like 15 naira. I can be putting 50 naira.
50 naira. Relax. Oh, yeah. Okay. My husband has
yes.
His properties.
My husband has.
We have our properties for sale.
Yeah. Yes. Properties for sale. So yeah. I'm going to put like
16. Well, I think, I don't know how many is left, but 16.
16. Places. Where's it?
Igbuefo. Igbuefo. Like ShopRite. Second round.
Are you just serious?
For Chevron, yeah.
You see? Ile wa niye now.
Yeah.
So. If one corner, we'll pay.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, you can do installments.
Ah!
Don't say I don't give you anything.
Eh, talo so pe ko po ke. Oh, olori yo po pa. Eh, emili yo po pe. Oh, alright, so let's wrap this. Thank you for coming,
thank
my love.
You
really appreciate it. We should do more.
Yeah.
Whenever you wanna just rant about any goddamn shit, holla at your boy. I will be here. You know what I mean? I'm happy that you came, of course.
Of course.
She's going back into her last year.
Oh my god.
Yes, yeah, yeah, last year. And you, what did you get for your push gift again?
God. I don't know.
Just say.
What did I get?
A car. Say the name of the car.
A Bentley.
She got a Bentley. Hey.
Okay, I'm going now.
This life, no balance. So, God, I mean, go, Steph. Steph, I didn't like this. Follow me. You go. Make me your PA.
I believe. Ask her now. You can swap roles with
her. It's a wrap for us. Steph, you want to say your handles?
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening and watching. Yes, on my Instagram. You know, if you like to follow me, it's at Stephanie Coker. My Twitter is at Stephanie Coker _, I think.
And she always be biting people on Twitter.
No, I don't.
And your YouTube, only tell them your YouTube.
Yep, thank you. Stephanie Coker TV.
Yeah, Stephanie Coker
you
TV.
You tell me, baby.
All right, people, that's a wrap from us. Shout out to Olori for coming through. You know where it is. People, remember, subscribe, like, repost, help us tell the world that our boy show. Peace, love, yeah. We love you. A rap papa tika la yo. By the way, that freestyle, we're gonna cut it up. We're gonna cut it up, man. That's a drill, that's a whole drill chorus right there. And you change it because I'm a lad.